Proverbs 18, verses 13 through 24. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease, and parteth between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. May the Lord help us to be patient and still, swift to hear and slow to speak. Because he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And such hastiness of spirit that leads to errant judgments spoken forth by our tongues can truly wound the spirits and hearts of others. So may our Lord help us to be prudent and wise, so that we might tame our hasty tongues, and so that our hearts might patiently gather knowledge, and our ears seek out and receive knowledge and understanding. And may the Lord help us to remain humble and allow others to hear our reasoning and see if we are sound and prudent in our thinking. Because he that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. When we speak hastily and rashly with our mouth and form judgments based on appearance, according to how we see things, those sometimes seemingly very little words can cause great offense to our brothers and sisters in Christ for whom Christ died. Which is why we must be careful. Sometimes even if we are correct, we must be considerate and use our words wisely. Because a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. But oh, how wonderful when we begin to fill our hearts with the wisdom and word of God. And then the fruit of our mouth is something that can satisfy our bellies, and the words of our lips can minister grace and life to those who hear us. For both death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. This is why it's so important not to be hasty to speak and make judgments, but to be patient and prudent, to fill ourselves with the words of life from our Lord Jesus Himself, to allow His Spirit to guide us into all truth, and to give us those wonderful gifts that are of Him, so that we may minister grace to the hearers and eat the fruit thereof. Because a man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. Amen. And our prayer is one day to be brought before the greatest of all men, and not be ashamed as his enemies, but be accepted as his friend. But truly, we need much time and preparation and refining before we are worthy to come before the presence of the King. And thus we praise the Lord for the wonderful gift of a good wife. For truly, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. For truly a good wife is such a help to us on this journey to Zion, to help prove our reasoning, and come as a good neighbor to search out the causes that we feel we are just in. And thus God uses the wife to help purify our hearts and spirits so that we might be found bringing forth the wonderful words of life, sustaining any infirmities, and no longer falling into pits or being lifted up too high and answering roughly. And thus, we shall incur the favor of the King, because he that loveth pureness of heart, for the grace of his lips, the King shall be his friend. So let us remain poor in our spirit before the King, and use gentle entreaties and prayers and supplications with thanksgiving, and show ourselves friendly out of pure hearts, with gracious lips, because truly the King, our Lord Jesus, is a friend. Yea, he is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. For if we are truly his friends, then he will be our friend that never leaves us nor forsakes us. And Jesus said, "Ye are my friends, if ye do whatsoever I command you." Proverbs chapter 18, verses 13 through 24.